Welcome to the Chocolate Cake Bites podcast. This is a podcast where we will discuss the sweet nuggets of goodness that come from living the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Ken Williams. The opinions, attitudes, thoughts, and ideas that we discuss are those of the hosts and guests and are not necessarily a reflection of the actual doctrines of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Thanks for listening and enjoy this week's conversation. And this week, just a quick commentary on finding joy. We've got a scripture in the Book of Mormon that says, Adam fell that men might be, and men are that they might have joy. And I think sometimes we forget about joy. We forget about what brings us joy, what steals our joy. We put so much pressure on ourselves to feel or to experience certain things that I think sometimes we miss out. So I was teaching Elders Quorum this past week on Elder Kieron's talk about the Church of Joy. And so I just want to throw a couple of ideas out and maybe some encouragement, and then send you off to your, hopefully, send you off to the weekend soon here. So one of the things that I've discovered is that it is really easy to, of course, get bogged down in the hard part of life. Life is difficult. Life is challenging. And that's how it's supposed to be. Unfortunately, that's just the way that it's supposed to be. The great thing is, I'm going to tell you one of my core beliefs. It's going to work out. It's going to work out. I read something the other day, and I'm trying to remember where I saw it. But what if, and just throw this belief out there, try it on, see if it fits. What if everything is working out to be in our favor? So let me tell you what I believe about my Heavenly Father, about God. I believe that He adores His children. I believe that, like Elder Kieron said in the April conference, that He is in relentless pursuit. I believe that He set up a plan, that He set up a program. We call it the plan of salvation, but He set up a program that is not going to guarantee anything. That's up to us, but it's going to make it possible for as many of His children as possible to return to live with Him. If He is a loving Heavenly Father, wouldn't He want to set up a program, to set up a plan that's going to make it as possible for His children to return to live with Him? Why would he set up a program? Why would He create a plan that would set us up to fail? I think sometimes we assume that life is happening to us, that we can't get ahead, we can't get a break. What if, let's just kind of separate ourselves from some of the challenges that we face on a regular basis, just for a minute. What if God loves us so deeply that He's created a plan for us that if we just follow it, we have the best opportunity possible to return to live with Him? Now, if you were a loving heavenly parent, would you want to create a plan that's going to eliminate, that's going to restrict who and how many of your children could, quote, pass the test, I think that's maybe not a great way of thinking about it, but a lot of times we do. So we'll just go with it for a minute. Would you do that? Would you create a plan that's going to keep people on, and maybe on a technicality, keep people from returning to live in your presence? Or would you create a plan that's going to make it as possible, not easy, but as possible for anybody who wants to return to live with you? If I were in charge, I would create a plan that would give as many of my children the best chance to make it, to return. So let's just pretend, let's just assume for a minute that that's the way God did it. He made it as possible for as many of his children as are interested to return to live with him, which means it's all going to work out. It's all going to work out. The difficult situation today, it's all going to work out. I don't know when, I don't know how, but it's all going to work out. The tough relationships, it's all going to work out. And I don't know how. I don't know that it's going to work out the way that we want it to or that we think it should. But if we just have this idea that however it's going to work out, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be the best. For just a minute, if you could hold on to that thought, it's going to work out. The way everything is happening, the way it all played out, everything, the good stuff, the bad stuff, it's all going to work out. It's all going to be exactly perfect. If that were true, how could you not have joy? So that's what I choose to believe. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to Chocolate Cake Bites. Please like, share, subscribe, and give us a 5-star rating and review. We'd love to hear your comments and ideas, and you can reach out to me at ken@chocolatecakebites.com. And before you end the day, take a few minutes to consider, who do you know who needs chocolate cake?